We started this lesson last week. We also introduced the class theme verse, 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We also challenged you last week to not only do the verses, the memory verses here, but to do Psalm 27 as well. I think we're going to retract that. You start adding up these, there's 15 verses here in our memory, in our scripture memory. And by the time we start adding these up, it got to a lot. So Psalm 27, we're not going to memorize that. I just want you to memorize the verses on the lesson, okay? Diane, you had asked this question at the end of class last week, and I've been thinking about it this week, and I thought that's a lot of verses. I can remember when I was in Bible college, it seemed like every teacher thought I only had one class because they assigned me so much work. I thought, you know, I do have other classes, and sometimes I think the teachers forget that there are other things. And I know that memory verses come from pastor and come from your devotionals and come from many places, so I don't want to overload us with too many just from this class alone. So we are not going to be doing Psalm 27 as a class. Okay, anybody have any question on what we're going to be memorizing this 13 weeks? No? Okay. As I say, we started this lesson last week. There's no shame in waiting. We're at Psalm 25. We're at Psalm 25. You can turn in your scriptures there. Psalm 25. Our lesson aims to understand that the Christian life is a life of waiting on God and trusting Him to act in His timing. Then secondly, to learn not to react to circumstances in our own strength, but to wait on the Lord for deliverance. Then thirdly, to see that when we run ahead of God, our strength will fail. And we will realize that we should have waited on Him. Then fourthly, to know that God has promised to give us direction in life if we will trust Him and wait for His guidance. Page 6 in your lesson sheet, Last week we read the entire psalm. We won't read that again today. But I would like to just read a couple of the verses out of Psalm 25. I can read verses 1 through 5. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truths and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. And then verse 21, let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. I wait on thee. Waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. There is no shame, as we see the title of our lesson, there is no shame in waiting on God. There's no shame in waiting and being patient and standing still before a holy God and listening for His word and listening for Him to speak as to what He would have for our lives. The 25th Psalm speaks to us concerning our personal walk with the Lord, our personal walk with God. In our memory verses, He says, show me, He says, teach me, and He says, lead me. Our personal walk with the Lord, Psalm 25. Following along in your lesson, waiting on God brings deliverance. Waiting on God brings deliverance. In Exodus 14 and verse 10, familiar passage, children of Israel leaving Egypt, Exodus 14 and verse 10, And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than for us to than that we should die in the wilderness. Watch these next two verses. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again, no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Following along in your lessons, in Exodus chapter 14, we find the famous story of Moses leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. God sent Moses on a path that took him to the Red Sea. God placed Moses where it was humanly impossible for him to deliver himself and those that followed him. I'm sure as they were standing there, and as the children of Israel, as they had left Egypt, and they're standing there in the waters before them, maybe mountains on each side, and they look back, and now the Egyptians are pursuing, and they're thinking, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And when we get in these circumstances, what is it? It's an opportunity for God to show himself strong in our lives. It is an opportunity for God to show himself strong in our lives. If we had been there, I'm sure I would have been very concerned. Oh no, this is it. What's going to happen from here? But there's a God in heaven that has a divine plan for each one of our lives. Has a divine plan for each one of our lives. Following along, Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see. You know, when we put our hands to work and we put our feet to work and we put our abilities to work, then we don't see the Lord work. But when our hands can't do it and our feet can't get us there and our abilities just can't do it, that's when we see the Lord work the most. When we are tempted to take matters into our own hands and to live the Christian life by force, God wants to teach us that he desires to work. God desires to work. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to do what? To show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. God is waiting to show himself strong in our lives if we will but give him the opportunity. He is waiting to do that. He is wanting to do that. He is desiring to show himself strong when all we have to do is say, Lord, all we have to do is look to him, and he will indeed show himself strong. When we wait on him to work, he will bring deliverance. How does he bring deliverance? Exodus 14:14. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. When we come up against it, when there's nothing we can do, that's when we see God strong in our lives. The man had brought his son to the Lord and said, Lord, if thou canst do anything. He didn't quite get it, did he, who he was talking to? If thou canst do anything. And what did the Lord say to him? If thou canst but believe. If thou canst but believe. Is what the Lord responded back to him. And God showed himself strong that day, didn't he? And God's name was glorified that day. And the son was indeed healed by a powerful God. Not only does waiting on God bring deliverance, waiting on God also brings strength. It is against our nature to pray and wait on God. Our old nature says, I can handle this. God says, if you trust me and wait on me, I will strengthen you. In Isaiah 40:31, the Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. How many times have we run ahead of God and fallen on our faces? I don't know about you, but that can be a tendency of mine to get an idea and charge forth with it before I give it to the Lord and talk to the Lord about it and say, Lord, what would you have here? What is your desire here? Instead, I run with my own, and times we fall down. The Lord's not there to laugh at us, is he, when we fall? He's there to pick us up and set us on the right path again. What a gracious and loving God we have. We discover that we're not nearly as strong or as wise as we think. When we learn to wait on the Lord, we find that waiting on God brings strength. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Waiting on God brings deliverance. Waiting on God brings strength. And waiting on God brings endurance. As we wait on God to show me, to teach me, and to lead me, as our memory verses 4 and 5 show us, waiting on God brings endurance. Our Christian life is seen in Scripture as running a race. Running a race. Hebrews 12 says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. How do we do that? Verse 2, by looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? Only one receiveth the prize. So run, Paul exhorts us, that ye may obtain. So run that ye may obtain. We're in a race. Can we do it? Yes, we can. How do we know? Because we have an example. That example was who? It was the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And not only was he simply just an example, he was more than that. But the truth is that when Jesus Christ ran this race, and we've said this before, he ran it as a man, not as a God. He ran it as man. When Christ left heaven and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, he came to this earth and he ran this race as a man. How a God of heaven could become man and truly become man, I cannot understand it. Yet in John 11:35, what did Christ do? He wept. Why did he weep? Because he was a man. And he felt the hurt of his friends. And he saw their sorrow and he saw their sadness. Jesus Christ ran the race as a man. We have his example. And then we have his intercessory prayer for us. We have him interceding before the throne on our behalf as we run this race. And as we fall and as we fail and as we come up short and as we sin, Christ is there interceding for us. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted just like you and I. Christ has run the race. Many people start, but few finish. Think of the kind of churches we would have, what kind of spiritual leaders we would have, if everyone who started out for God was still in the race. Many of you have been here for many years. You can look around this auditorium and you can see empty seats where people used to sit. I remember who used to sit there. I remember who used to sit there. They were faithful. They served God. They taught Sunday school. And now they don't even go to church. They've left the race. They've left the race. Hebrews 12:13. And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Us running the race is very important. It's very important how you and I run the race. We influence others. Verse 1 of Hebrews 12 talks about, wherefore seeing we're also compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Is that great a cloud of witness those in Hebrews chapter 11? Yes, I believe it is. But I believe it's also those around us. Otherwise, here in verse 13, why would he say, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed? The way that you and I run the Christian race matters. There's people watching us. If I walk in sin, I teach my children to walk in sin. How horrible it would be to turn your children out of the way. We must make straight paths for our feet in the race that we're in. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. People have left the race. They've left the race. We need to not leave the race. We need to stay by the stuff. We need to stay in God's word, be encouraged in God's word, and even encouraged in each other. We should encourage one another. We need to, basically, we do two things in our life. We preach Jesus in our lives, and we build the brethren. Hold up the brethren. Brothers go through hard times. Things happen in people's lives that are very hard for them. We need to be a blessing to one another. We need to hold each other up in the race. We need to encourage each other in the race. Looking unto Jesus is the formula. Looking unto Jesus is the way that we do it. Isaiah 40:30. I know Isaiah 40:31 many people know, but they that wait upon the Lord. But the verse before it, Isaiah 40:30, says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Then it goes into verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The way to stay in the race is to learn to wait on God. Is to learn to wait on God. Again, the Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, they shall run and not be weary. How? By waiting on God. Waiting on God. Waiting on God's timing. Seeking his will through his word and through his spirit. Waiting on God brings endurance. It will help us to stay in the race and not get turned aside when the hard things come. Waiting on God brings endurance. Then waiting on God brings direction. Waiting on God can be like allowing dirt to settle in water. Once the dirt settles, we can see more clearly what we should do if we will but wait on God. If we will but wait on God. In Proverbs, turn with me to Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3. And verses 1 through 6. Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 6. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. God repeatedly gives us a precept and then a promise. A precept and a promise. Notice the precept given in verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Those next two words, when we, you see that in your lesson? I'd like you to underline when we. When we acknowledge the Lord and wait on him, the Bible gives this promise. Then you see the word he. Before that he, I want you to write in then. When we, then he, and underline that. When we, underline it, and then where it says he shall direct thy paths, underline the word he and put the word then before it. When we, then he. The precept, then the promise. When we, then he. Look with me at verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandment. That's the precept. That is the when we. The promise, or the then he, is for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. The precept, the promise. When we, then he. Look with me at verse 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. The precept, the when we. Then the following verse is the promise, or the then he. Verse 4, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And then verses 5 and 6, when we, verses 5 in the beginning of verse 6, when we trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, then he, and he will direct thy paths. When we, then he. The precept, and then the promise. That's how God speaks to us. That's how he makes things understandable to us. God speaks to us, he gives us a promise, he gives us that precept, and then he gives us that promise. When we take whatever we have for the Lord and give it to him and use it for him, then he will use it for his glory. When we, then he. God will give us direction when we wait on him. There's no shame in waiting on the Lord. Many people might think, well, you know, I need to be doing something. I need to be doing something. I need to be doing something. One thing we tend not to do is wait on the Lord. We tend to not wait on the Lord. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. We don't need to be ashamed when we wait on the Lord. Let's look at our questions now. Monday, Psalm 25, 3, 5, and 21. What truth is emphasized in this psalm? Can I have a hand? Ma'am? Waiting on God will bring blessings. Waiting on the Lord. That's where the answer is, that we wait on him. Thank you, Tracy Barron. Psalm 37, 7. When we fret, we give evidence that we are not doing what? Sue Beebe. Okay, we're not waiting on the Lord. We're not being patient. We're not resting in the Lord. Very good. Wednesday, Psalm 25, 4 and 5. What does the psalmist pray for God to do? Three things. Go ahead. Teach was one of them, yes? Someone else? Okay, excellent. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths and lead me in thy truth. Very good. Then Thursday, Exodus 14, 10 to 14, what did God's people have to do in order to experience his deliverance? They had to look to the Lord. Okay, they had to look to the Lord, didn't they? Okay, verse 13 says, what's verse 13 say? Stand still. And what's verse 14 say? Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Wait on the Lord. That's the key. Isaiah 40, 31 for Friday. What promises does God give to those who wait on him? Someone give me one. So renew the strength. Next. Mount up with wings as eagles. Okay, very good. Then Saturday, according to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, what must we do in order for the Lord to direct our paths? First thing is, we must trust in the Lord with all our heart. Second thing, lean not into thine own understanding. And then thirdly, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Very good, very good. Thank you so much for coming. I hope you find this lesson to be a blessing to you. I know I have found that to be the case. Work on your memory verse for next week. Your memory verse for next week is what? Psalm 26:1. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore shall I not slide. Thank you so much for coming.